within 2 months of starting my podcast, I already secured my dream guests, including SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell and my absolute hero, National Geographic and Disney Plus filmmaker and presenter, Bertie Gregory, all from my laptop in my bedroom. And now I'm going to teach you the tactics that have allowed me to secure these successful guests, as well as many others, including best-selling authors, leading academics and high performers, using my email templates and my laptop and from my bedroom. It's that simple. And now I'm going to teach you the tactics I used to secure successful guests so you can get your dream guests on your show, even if you're just starting out your own podcast. Most of the podcast advice out there tells you to wait until you get like a billion subscribers until you try and secure your dream guests. But I'm living proof that that advice is completely wrong. And I'll show you the exact tactics I've used to get my favorite guests on the show so you can as well. If you're new here, I'm Jacob Watson Howland. I'm an award-winning BBC featured photographer and podcast who went from zero podcasting skills to over 2.6 million views across all social media channels and interviews with my dream guests in the first 2 months of starting my remote podcast. Now, how do we get big guests from our bedrooms when we're just starting a podcast? Let me explain. So first, you need to think of the guests that you already know about. And you might not know too many guests to get on your show, but just think about the books you've read, the podcasts you listen to, and what episodes you really enjoyed. If it was a guest-based interview, maybe you can have them on come onto your show potentially. Think about the content creators you consume, maybe the YouTubers that you like, and create a list of your ones that you can think of and write them down. And then what we'll do after that is search their names up on the internet and try and find their email addresses. And why do we try and find their email addresses? Well, if you're just starting out your own podcast, you need to remember that you probably only have like 10 followers. So if someone tries to if you try and DM them and they have maybe like thousands of followers, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers, and some random guy with 10 followers emails them to come on to invite them onto their podcast, it's not going to seem that professional or credible enough. And they're not even likely to read their DMs because let's be real, most people that are your dream guests aren't going to be even using and posting on their Instagram account. They'll have their own assistant. But with email, there's no need to have followers because you can't follow each other on Gmail. So there's none of that credibility missing there. And a lot of people do check their emails every week or even every single day. And if you approach them by email, they actually will think you're more credible than you might actually be compared to social media because there won't be 10 followers attached to your name. Instead, it will just be your email address, which seems just much more professional. And if they don't check their emails, they'll have their assistant check it probably every single day. Emails are the way I've got 99% of my dream guests on the show. If I try to DM them on my Instagram, for example, I have about 12,000 followers right now. It's still not as credible as just sending them an email. And I've always got better success from sending emails to potential guests compared to trying to DM them on Instagram because it's just less trustworthy. There's a lot of bots on Instagram. And if they don't follow you on Instagram as well, it will be in the message request section versus when you email them, it will appear in their inbox guaranteed. There won't be that kind of filtering process. So your email will pop up on their screen straight away with no restrictions unless you like get flagged as a spam account, which is highly unlikely. But how do we actually find their emails? You'd be surprised at how many of your favorite guest emails are just there available on the internet already. For example, Bertie Gregory, his email was literally on his website. It was super easy to find. This guy has like a million followers. He has his own Disney Plus shows, about three or four of them and counting. And his email was there on the internet for me to access and contact him with. So search up their name. So let's take Bertie Gregory for the example. Search up Bertie Gregory email or Bertie Gregory contact. And 9 times out of 10, it will come up on these email finder websites, or it'll just come up on from their website and it'll have it in the browser section underneath the website headline. You won't have to click on any different websites to actually access the email. It will appear on your Google search if it's available. If you can't find it that way, search up their website. And if they have a website, they often have a contact page where you can fill out your details and your message and send it to them, and that'll go to their inbox that way, or they'll have their email available on their website too. Super effective, super easy. And especially if you want to get some authors on your show or some academics, which is a lot of my normal guests and my regular guests are either authors or academics, especially the academics, their emails are always available on their websites, on the university websites. It just seems to be that way. It just seems to be free access for anybody who's interested in them and their work. So that's a really good tactic. And once you've run out of your guests that you come up with on the top of your head on from, you know, the stuff that you consume, before we go on to the next section, there's also a good way to find your favorite YouTuber's email. Oftentimes, if you click onto their profile description on their channel, there might be an email button and you can press that and it will show you their email. A lot of your favorite YouTubers that you want to get on your show, their email will actually be available on their YouTube channel. So that's another quick tip that you should use. If you want to find out some other more in-depth ways of how to find your favorite guests' emails and send the perfectly crafted email where I give you my proven, tried and tested email AI template that has allowed me to get over 50 of my favorite guests on my show already, then link for that is in the first description. It's my private podcast blueprint program, which will allow you to go from zero podcasting idea and no show to a highly successful remote podcast show with viral clips and your dream guests in 3 to 4 weeks. It's an absolute no-brainer. Anyway, let's go on to the next section to help you find your favorite guests or some guests that you've never heard of that perfectly fit your show. So how do we secure guests at a faster rate and also secure guests when you run out of ideas of who to contact off the top of your head? Well, this is where AI comes in, and I use free AI software for this as well, so you can easily follow my lead on this approach. But basically what I do when I run out of ideas is I think of a topic I'm interested in. Let's take evolutionary psychology as an example. And then I'll literally just ask ChatGPT or Perplexity AI to find me guests for my podcast based on this topic and then just write evolutionary psychology on. I do have an advanced template for this on my course, which attracts even higher end guests and targets more best-selling authors and guests with TED Talks and stuff like that. And I have a really good prompt for that as well. So that's link in the description. But just as like a generic AI template, even just putting in, find me guests that are evolutionary psychologists or find me guests on this topic, and then just insert a couple topics like World War One, evolutionary psychology, baking, like whatever you're interested in, whoever you want to get on the show, AI will then trawl the internet for you, which saves you hours of time, and find you guests based on the topic you've inserted. Even better is to also ask AI to provide you with the guest contact details, because what would happen is it would give me a list of different guests and then not give me their contact details. So I would end up having to search the internet manually myself, one by one, looking for the guest contact details, which wastes so much time. All you need to do is say, provide me their contact, including their email or their phone number or their website, if applicable. This is super important because it will save you loads of time and the AI can do it for you. So why wouldn't you get it to do that? And then what you would do is do a bit of background research on the guest to double check that they are actually legit. And then you would just send them an email. And how would you send them an email? What would you include in the email? Again, I've got templates for this in my course, but here are some tips anyway that I'm going to share with you that have really worked for me. So obviously in an email, you have their email address, but then you also have the headline of the email. You want this to be super concise, 6 words or less, and you want it to be very attention grabbing and straight to the point. So not many people actually get asked to come onto a podcast. Whatever the general public and the podcast gurus say, it's bullshit. A lot of people don't get invited onto shows, and not that many people do podcasts. Like, there's so much waffle out there saying, oh, the podcast market's oversaturated. They've been saying that since 2014, and podcasts have been growing and growing and growing every single year since then. And creators have been blowing up and making money from it, from starting their own show. So don't use that as an excuse not to start your own show, just as a side note. Anyway, you will go into AI and ask AI to create an engaging headline for this guest if you haven't come up with any ideas yourself, but it needs to be 6 words or less. And what I normally do is I do podcast invitation as the 2 words to start with, straight to the point. It will catch their attention because all the other emails will probably just be boring, you know, spam emails or their colleagues saying that their dog died or something. Like, it's nothing to do with them. If it says podcast invitation, that's going to catch their attention and increase the chances of them clicking through and reading your email. You'd be surprised at how many guests and how many people in general actually want to come onto a podcast, even if it's small. So don't limit your horizon to some guests that you think you can get on your show. A lot of people are happy to go on a small podcast because, one, people love talking about themselves. 2, people love talking about their interests. And 3, podcasting just has a good rep. It just is quite professional. It seems like they're almost being invited onto a talk or radio show, like a modern day version of that. So even if you're starting off, you still should invite your favorite guest onto the show. So we've done the headline, podcast invitation. And then what I normally do after then is I do discuss, and then I do 2 to 3 of their favorite topics or their expertise. So if it was an evolutionary psychologist, I would either just do like podcast invitation and then like a colon and then discuss evolutionary psychology, or maybe specific things like discuss evolutionary psychology or birth order, mating dynamics, just as a few examples for you. So that's the headline, and that's the headline done. And then in the email, you'd have dear the person's name. I would say their full name. I wouldn't say like dear Jeff, because you don't know them. It's a bit informal. So I do their full name, and then you do a quick introduction about yourself. So who you are and what your podcast is about. I'd keep that 1 to 2 sentences maximum, because every line counts, especially the start of the email. And also then give them a specific compliment about their work. So I really enjoyed your book about evolutionary psychology, especially the chapter on dating dynamics and birth order. That really gave me insight about the way my life works and how I behave in my life. That's just like a generic example, but you'd be really specific about the exact compliment, and that will make them feel more important and also feel like you've actually done some research and you care about and know about that person, which makes you, again, sound much more credible too. So introduce yourself and your show, specific compliment, and then you would say, oh, I'd love to have you on the show to discuss. And then you'd have, again, a few specific points which they would want to talk about, but also what you want to talk about. So, you know, if it's an evolutionary psychologist, again, you'd say maybe something that they've spent a lot of years researching in, or they've done a book on, or even their book specifically. I'd love to talk about your new upcoming book. That's another good tip as well. A lot of people are going to be more likely to say yes if they have something to plug, if they have something to promote. So try and target people or authors that have a new film coming out or a new book being released, or they're going on tour somewhere, because they can use that in their marketing campaigns. Because basically what you're doing as a podcaster is you're giving someone else a platform to promote themselves and promote their work to a new audience. And that's doing them a favor, but you're also getting a favor from them, because they'll bring their pre-existing audience to your show hopefully as well, and increase your credibility, especially if they're a big name guest. So just through being in association with them, that will increase your status as a podcaster and voice on the internet. So talk about what you want to talk about on the show, mention what you want to talk about on the show, and then you will give, if you can, a bit of social proof. So you will talk about the previous guests you've got on the show. So we've had a numerous best-selling authors and like award-winning filmmakers and even go into specifics like I did at the start of this video to you, if you have that credibility already. If you don't have that credibility already, just say we have best-selling authors, leading academics, outliers, or like if you're doing a history podcast, for example, you say we have leading historians lined up on the show or coming onto the show soon, because you're not lying, right? Because you're intending to get them people on the show, and there is a very high chance you will be able to get them on the show because you'll be following this email approach and sending them emails. But it gives you that social proof when you don't actually have it yet. So you're telling a bit of a white lie. But when you're first starting out your show, you need to tell the guest that that's what you're intending to do. Because if that is what you're intending to do, you're going to end up with the social proof anyway. And it just makes it more persuasive for them, because they will be like, it gives your show more credibility. Because if you say you're getting these best-selling authors coming onto the show or lined up soon or scheduled on soon, it makes it seem like you do have some credible guests coming onto the show, even if it's a new show. And they're like, oh, well, it doesn't matter if it's a new show, because he's going to be getting some big guests coming on soon. So I want to be amongst those names as well, because that'll increase my status as well. So yeah, that's a workaround for if you don't have social proof, yeah, just project that into the future and mention it to them. So yeah, we're getting these massive guests coming onto the show soon, and I'd love to have you, your name amongst them in the coming future. Are you interested? And then also another section to do after that is, what's the benefit for them? What do I mean by this? So I mean, why should they care? How does it benefit them that you're inviting them onto the show, that they're going to come onto your show? Well, it benefits them for a few reasons. And these are the reasons I include in my emails and in my email templates, and ones that you should include as well. So like I said earlier, you can promote their new work and help them talk about new projects that they're interested in. So you'd emphasize the fact that you're going to be promoting their work, maybe their new work, and allow them to discuss topics and maybe new things they've discovered and their expertise, which people love doing. Also, tell them about the new audience that they might be able to reach from coming onto your show. Again, even if you only have like 5 subscribers, the fact by the time they say yes and by the time they come onto your show, you probably would have gained more subscribers if you're posting regularly and getting people regularly onto the show anyway. So just saying you'll have access to a new audience of curious minds who would love to check out more of your work, that's enough in itself, and that isn't a lie, and that will persuade them. Also, I would say to give them in the benefit section of the email you'd give them high quality professional clips and footage that they can use for their social media. I've said that in every single email along the lines of that, and no one's kind of called me up on it yet, but it's still a good benefit to add, because even if they don't remember to ask you for the footage, you'll be posting the footage anyway for them. And it does seem like a good deal, the fact that you can create high quality footage, for example, short form videos for their social media, for their promotion, or 10 minute snippet videos for their social media and their website, for example. Obviously, if they ask you for it, then you would give it to them. But just having it in the initial email just gives them more benefits for coming onto your show, which will increase their chances of saying yes. So after you've done the benefits section, I would then go to a call to action section, which basically kind of closes the deal. And oh no, before you do that as well, actually, in terms of timings, you want to mention timings as well. So mention how flexible you are in the email. So I'm flexible and I can work around your schedule. I would do that. And then that just allows them a bit of a leeway, because a lot of these people are very busy because they probably like work full time or are busy promoting their book and stuff. But if you mention that you're flexible and you can do it whenever they're ready and whenever they're free, they're going to feel less pressured to, you know, say yes, expecting it to be this week. They'll be like, oh, okay, well, I might not be able to do it right now, but I can do it in a month. And because he said he's flexible, then I'm going to say yes and say yes for in 4 weeks instead of saying no because this week my calendar is full. So just giving them that flexibility, showing that you're open, means they're more likely to say yes despite being busy, because they expect you to agree to let them come on the show maybe a month or two or 3 months, rather than saying no straight away thinking that you want them to come on next week. So make that clear that you don't necessarily want them to come on tomorrow. Just ensure that you say you're flexible and can work around that schedule. Then after saying that, you end the email with a call to action, a CTA. And all that is basically, would you be open to joining the show, or would you be open to coming onto the show? Just finish that whole email where you go through the introduction to you and the show. You go through the specific compliment about their work. You tell them what you'd love to discuss about on the show, and you tell them the benefits. You say you're flexible, and then finish with a call to action, asking them to come on to your show directly. Then just say your name, or say best Jacob, or best whatever your name is. And if you do have social proof, like a website, Instagram, or a link to your podcast, leave it under there. Or if you've won an award like I've done, and you've been featured by the BBC or by a big news corporation, leave the link to that article below your name. If you mention that, as my example, I'm a BBC featured award-winning photographer, it's good to have that social proof that of the article for them to check out, because like they might think you're lying if you don't provide that for them. But you don't want to provide that halfway through the email. Provide it at the end of the email. So call to action, your name, and then links to your work if that's applicable to you. And that's it. You know, that's the general structure. On my Remote Pro Podcast Blueprint course, I go through more specifics and different variations of templates you can use that you'll get for free as part of that course. First link in the description for that. But this is the general structure that I use to secure dozens and dozens of my dream guests or best-selling authors and award-winning photographers like Albert Watson, who's photographed every celebrity that you can think of and photographed Steve Jobs in this biography over here. He photographed the front cover for that as well. So that's the exact email structure I used to find my dream guests and secure my dream guests from my bedroom and then record with them remotely on my laptop. So if you enjoy this video, like I said, if you want more guidance of how to go from literally zero podcasts with just a laptop, or, you know, you may have done a few episodes, but you're not quite there yet, you're not getting your dream guest, you're not getting views on YouTube, then the first link in the description is for you. If you want to start taking podcasting seriously and become a professional and fulfill your dream and get viral videos from your show and secure dream guests and join a community of ambitious podcasters who are growing and can help you learn, as well as get access to all my AI and email templates, all my video modules, my bonus modules, my podcasting ebook, and access me directly through live weekly calls where I go through your podcast and give you personal feedback on how to improve, then join the Remote Pro Podcast Blueprint. First link in the description, and I'll hopefully see you there. Goodbye.